So today I'm going to be showing you women's number one secret that they do not want you to know. And keep in mind, what I'm about to show you on this marker board presentation today took me over 10 years to discover. This took me dozens and dozens, maybe even hundreds of dates. And because of that, I want you to stay with me until the end, because rest assured, this video is going to change your entire life and your entire outlook on dating. Now, after this video is over, I made all of you a little presentation. Be sure to go down below, click the link in the description, and check out the full-length MBT Masculine Behavioral Technique end-to-end webinar that I made specifically for you. So that way you can take some of today's concepts, you copy-paste them into your dating life, you go even further, you get results at an even quicker pace, and that's what that entire presentation down below in the description was specifically designed to do. Let's dive in. Okay, so this is women's number one secret. We're going to just dive right into it. Their number one secret, and I have to disclose this right away so that way we can talk about all of these concepts. The number one secret is they all want to compete for a man and willingly do so. Say that with me one more time. They all want to compete and will willingly do so. They want to compete for men. They want to compete for a specific guy. So this is going to totally change your belief set and totally change your belief system, because I don't care where she's from, I don't care what type of family she's from, I don't care what she does on the weekends, I don't care what her hobbies are, I don't care what the woman's relationship with her father is, none of that shit matters. All of the stuff that everybody's telling you to look at and make assumptions with to dictate how your dating life should be is completely wrong. And if you actually take a look at what women respond to, this is the truth. They all want to compete and will willingly do so, but they hide this from men. And I'm going to explain why. So what you have to understand is it is a woman's nature to compete for the man that they want. And this literally took me years to realize. So I'd consistently think of other things over the years. I had my phase where I thought it was all about looks and it was all about, you know, being lean and having a low body fat. You know, guys hear things like looks, money, status. But the truth is they already, and what I mean by that is the women already have a predetermined idea of who they're going to compete for. This is something that's just rooted inside of them. So your job as a man is to make yourself worth competing for, okay? So here's the funny thing about this. As I've gotten older and I see this for what it is in the world, I've realized that women actually hide this from men, and they hide this innate instinct from men to maintain the leverage. That way, more men keep pursuing them. The more men keep pursuing them, or the more men that keep pursuing them, I should say, the more men they can automatically just disqualify. So this works out in their favor, because the more men that pursue them, the more men that show their interest, the more men that ask them out on dates, gives them an idea of who they're just not going to automatically sleep with or show any emotional investment towards, because he automatically wants her. And this goes against women's innate instincts of chasing or pursuing the man that they want. And here's what you're going to notice. Multiple women will constantly pursue one guy and even be willing to oftentimes share him, due to the fact that he appears pre-selected and she naturally wants to gravitate towards him. So the only way that I can help explain this to you is you have to understand women's lens of attraction. So here's the woman's lens of attraction. Her idea of a relationship or her idea of attraction is something along the lines of this. She will subconsciously say to herself, if he's pursuing me, I automatically don't want him. Let that sink in. If he is pursuing me, I automatically do not want him. Doesn't matter how rich you are, doesn't matter how tall you are, doesn't matter how good looking you are. If you are pursuing her, the dynamic and the leverage of the relationship is not necessarily working in your favor, because that is not the innate instinct that she naturally has and how she wants it to feel and how she wants it set up. And I'm going to explain this. You got to realize, I never knew this. Like, I never knew this as a man. I never knew this, and I thought game, like having good verbal game and good verbal skills, or like looks and money and all that stuff that guys are taught, I actually thought like having good verbal skills and game, I thought that that could change the whole dynamic and that would be enough to finesse around this, but it can't. It absolutely cannot. Women want the one guy that they want, and then they will disregard all of the men in their inbox. So she already has eyes for one specific guy, and that one specific guy that probably is not showing her interest or is not showing her any investment
Or maybe the one guy that doesn't even know she exists. Like, maybe it's a guy that she just is looking at on social media, or a guy that she knows of in her city, and he doesn't even know about her. That could happen too. And that one guy, since he's not giving her any attention or validation, she starts to take a look at his sexual market value and she assumes that it's higher. So women want the one guy that they want, and they disregard all of the other men in their inbox. So here's what tends to happen. If you pursue her, and that includes trying to walk up and maybe talk to her first and say hello, anything, I mean any interest indicator possible. If you pursue her, she thinks a few things subconsciously. Number one, she's gonna think, well, hey, nobody else wants him. She's gonna think, number two, she's gonna go, he's probably beneath me and has lower sexual market value than me. That's why he's coming to me. And number three, she goes, well, I don't really think I'm even that interesting to begin with, so why is he choosing me? This is what naturally or subconsciously she starts to think. When you start to see this for what it is, here is the truth. They do not just compete, they intensely compete. And you will even see this on social media. They will have competition between each other. Thousands of girls trying to specifically talk to or get a message from one specific guy. They intensely compete. So here's the truth. It's contradicting strategies between how the man's version of attraction through the lens that he sees the world is and the woman. So it is contradicting strategies. Your strategy is to get some booty. Her strategy is to see how many men she can reject from getting any. Polar opposite. Okay, so this is what you have to understand. What you need to do is you need to start to actually see the world for what it is, and that includes undoing, probably like in my case, it's undoing 20 years of inverted social programming that's full of lies and misconceptions about dating and attraction. So here's what men were told ever since childhood. Men are told, you know, what you gotta do, like men were told to show intent. That's first, go show your intent. You know, show your care. That'll work. Men were told to lead. Oh, be a good leader. Be a good leader and show her all of the things that you can do for her and make good decisions. And even if she didn't do anything to necessarily earn that relationship, be sure that you're leading and being a good guy. On top of that, guys are told, hey, you know, you gotta just grow a pair and ask her out. You know, grow a pair, go say hello, go introduce yourself. Ask her out, you know, go send that direct message. Even if she opens it and doesn't reply, what's the worst that can happen? So what happens is guys do all of this, all while not knowing that it automatically disqualifies you. All of these things automatically disqualify you, and she naturally is not in that state where she's looking at you as a man who satisfies hypergamy. She's not looking at you as a man who's probably thirsty for intimacy. So this is just how it works. Women are constantly trying to disregard majority of the men. And instantly, when you're trying to pursue her or take her on a date or anything like that, a lot of times what she's doing is she's just seeing that you don't have any other options and she's naturally disqualifying you. So women do not want the men who want them. And it doesn't matter how tall you are, it doesn't matter how good looking you are, none of that matters. Women do not want the men who want them, because by you wanting her, it automatically positions you as a man without the leverage in the dating interaction, and she automatically thinks that your sexual market value is lower than hers, and then she exits. And she can't control this, it's an internal feeling. And what this is just you being told the wrong things or the wrong information over the years. You're told to show your care, show your intent, be sure to grow a pair and ask her out, all while not realizing that they will covertly make themselves available indirectly towards you or to you. They will naturally put themselves in the vicinity that you're in so you can easily strike up conversation and things appear effortless and natural. Women do the choosing, not you. So here's a couple proof examples, okay? This is some proof examples that you should realize and understand as you date. Number one, you need to actually go out. If you think that you can be an expert on women and an expert on dating just from watching my videos, you're in for a rude awakening, because I can talk about everything that I want on a marker board, but you have to actually go out. You have to go out and you have to talk to people, which brings me to point number two. You need some friends, and you need friends that are cool. You need friends that are chill. You need friends that are laid back, and you need friends that are not thirsty. If any of your friends do not fit that specific character trait or character traits, they are not good friends to go out with. So, number three, you need to get the hell off of dating apps. Why would that be? Because you being on a dating app automatically makes you thirsty in her eyes. You being on a dating app automatically makes you as a guy who's not pre-selected. You being on a dating app automatically positions you as a guy without options who is single. Women do not like men who are single. Women like men who already have women or who already have girlfriends or who already have other women who are interested in them. So, dating apps is the opposite of pre-selection. So you need to go out. Now, I'm gonna give you some examples. Last week, I showed you guys that video on front end game. Me and my friend pull up to the bar. Okay, I'm dressed like a cowboy, or I'm wearing my cowboy hat, kind of just hanging out, chilling. My friend, he is dressed like a golfer, and that's because he actually is a golfer, like he golfs all the time. He's dressed like a golfer. We're sitting there, we have our own look, our own style. We're minding our own business. We're only talking to each other. We're not thirsty. Meanwhile, every single other guy in that entire bar has their head on a swivel, constantly checking out girls, constantly looking for interactions they can swoop into to strike up a conversation. My friend, all of his attention was on me. All of my attention was on him. We were having our own conversation. Next thing you know, soon an entire bachelorette party comes over and one of the girls looks at me and she goes, "Can I sit here?" Naturally, she wants to strike up conversation. Then the rest of them come. Then the rest of them keep talking. This is how it works. They didn't know anything about us. I was a total stranger. No one knew me, but they came over. It was the vibe. The vibe screamed nonchalant. The vibe screamed not thirsty. The vibe screamed content and doesn't need intimacy, and because of that, now they feel safe, and now they want to strike up a conversation because you are appearing as if you were pre-selected. So a lot of guys have made a lot of mistakes. You're constantly told to go out and approach and show your intent, and what you're going to slowly realize is there is no amount of game, there is no amount of verbal skills, there is no amount of flirting secrets, there is no amount of texting tips that you can do to overcome the leverage dynamic or the frame that the woman naturally wants to satisfy hypergamy of her coming to you. The woman naturally wants to gravitate towards the man for strength, which means she's seeking your reassurance, which means she's trying to gain your attraction or your approval. By you trying to come to her, you've reversed the dynamic, and now she's not attracted to you, and now she doesn't like you. This is how it actually works. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.